Alabama sociologist Steve Picou made his reputation studying the social impacts of the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill. Then Hurricane Katrina hit in his own backyard. Today, he warned people at the Alaska Forum on the Environment that these events are just a taste of catastrophes to come. APRN Steve Heimel reports.
Whether it comes from climate warming, terrorism, or plague, Picou said Alaskans need to learn to be more socially resilient in the face of what he calls catastrophes, like erosion that's forcing the relocation of native coastal villages.
The most pressing problem in relocating communities is the maintenance of culture, social organization, and traditions. And so the fallout will be, once the community is relocated, how do you maintain that beautiful, wonderful culture that was so important in the original community, in the original geographical location?
Picou's data on the 1989 oil spill's impacts on Cordova show that stress in the community was as high in 2006 as it was in 1991, partly because of the 20 years of litigation that followed the spill. Now he's discovering stress lingering from Hurricane Katrina. This time it may be linked to health effects of all the toxic substances released.
And some research that I've just completed, there are over 319 hotspots in the city of New Orleans where arsenic levels, levels of lead, levels of benzene, levels of diesel fuel are so high, they're 300 times the level that the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality requires a cleanup for. Nobody's talking about it.
Picou says those toxic releases are on top of the amount of crude oil spilled into the Gulf of Mexico because of Katrina, second only to the Exxon Valdez spill. Stresses from catastrophes can spiral downwards in what he calls a corrosive community, where nothing seems to go right. Often there is plenty of blame to go around, but his point is that people in the communities have to turn things around themselves. They can start by learning to listen to one another, and then by getting involvement from businesses and entrepreneurs. Transformation is what Picou is pitching these days.
And people in the community partner on an equal status basis. They can invent things that work. You promote what I call transformational role behavior. You make victims active participants in recovery.
He points out that Walmart had a far more effective response to Katrina than the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Steve Picou listed genetically modified species, especially fish, and avian influenza as potential catastrophic threats to Alaska. He said already the bird flu has been found in the Russian Far East, which, as Americans infamously know now, is not all that far away from Alaska.
I can see H5N1 from my front yard. No, serious. That's what you better look at.
Picou estimates the time he's spent on field research in Alaska since 1989 totals about 2.5 years. He says he's no expert on disease, genetics, or climate, but he doesn't have to be one to forecast that the increasing number of catastrophic events will continue its upward trend. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.